Okay, you're going to actually listen to me review for a minute since I didn't turn on the recorder. And I was an idiot. So now I'm going to go back and pretend that I wasn't an idiot. And we're going to look at my first example, which had in it, if we look at it, G, A equals ID. ID meaning to establish this as a spot to look into. And the name I gave it was top, the name I gave it was details on the next one, and then the third one has ID equals full text. And the difference between is on the full text one, I actually wrote out Gettysburg Address, and I spelled address with three D's, but anyway. I wrote out Gettysburg Address so that those words actually appear. This can also be done with name. And name is the obsolete version. So I could say A name equals, and I shouldn't do that because that's obsolete. And you can see on the documents where I tested that, and it was not a good thing because it gave me all kinds of warnings. Okay, that was the quick summary because I didn't have the tape recorder on. Now I'm looking at the third example, and the third example has a link to a separate page where I say A, H reference equals, and I put the page name in. What page, where does that page have to be? It has to be in the same directory, because there's no address information. So that has to be in the same directory. This pen is acting very temperamentally. Okay. Now on the next one down, I am linking to a spot on a page. I'm linking to a spot with an ID on a page. So I'm going into the page, but I'm going into the place called full text, which is the place where I wrote Gettysburg Address. And then the third one, I'm going to bristolcc.edu. And in order to get there, I've given the address to get there. And so it's going to http://www.bristolcc.edu. So it's going to a page, and I've got my link on there. When I write HTTP, it's telling it that go to that page. It's bringing up the whole page. Okay, so HTTP will bring up the whole page. Now notice on this one, I didn't tell it any page. I just told it to go to bristolcc.edu. It is going to bring up index.html. Or it might bring up main.html, but usually it's index. The home page is written as under the name of index.html. So when you see all these, go to www.something.com. When you enter that address, it will go to the page that's been saved under the name of index.html. So that's the page that will come up. Okay, so that saves me from having to have people memorize my site address and a page name. I can just send them to the site address and index.html will come up. So that makes my life easier. Okay, so those are links to three different things. I'm linking to a separate page, I'm linking to an area on a separate page, and I'm linking to a separate site. So now if I go and look at this, and I'm going to reduce the size simply because I want it to bring it up, and you can see that it came up in the spot. So I'm linking here, and I just linked to the page. Okay, that was the first link. I linked to the page. Now I'm going to link again, and I'm coming in at Gettysburg Address. So this one came in to Gettysburg Address. And notice that it says up here, number sign full text, which means that it went to the page and a spot on the page, a spot identified with an ID. And then the third one just links to BCC. Okay. Questions? The next one has link from color. On this one, it is showing you a link. I'm saying, depending on what I do with the mouse and what I click around on, I want to see a different color. So I've set that up in the style. And I set it up and said A colon link. Okay, so if A colon link, and then I put the curly braces, I want the color to be yellow. If A colon is visited, I want the color to be green. If I hover over it, I want it to be red. And if it's active, I want it to be blue. Okay, so clearly these have all been visited, so it's green as opposed to yellow. Okay, if I'd never clicked on them, it would be yellow. If I go over here and I hover over them, they turn red. So I hover over them with my mouse and they turn red. If I click on it, which makes it active, and I haven't let go of the mouse, I just clicked, it makes it blue. And I go to it, and then when I come back, it's back at green again. So yellow has never been used, green has been used, red is hover, and blue is when I'm in the process of visiting. So if you want to have different colors for your links, you can do that. And that's how you do it. And those are the four possibilities. Okay, the four possibilities are link, visited, hover, and active. Okay. So that gives you something else to think about if you want to have it on your page. This one is obsolete. It's the way it used to be. And the way it used to be is I didn't have a hover, but I did have a link before I went there of yellow, a B link after I'd been there of green, and an A link, which was basically, it was active. A link is active. A for active. V for visited. And just plain link was yellow. So I had just three possibilities. Okay, those were the old way of doing it. So if I click down on that, it became orange. Because A link was orange. Okay, and actually that stay, no, when I click someplace else, it comes back to green.
Would that also work if you did the hex color code thing inside of it?
Yes.
You could sort of color?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. And this just has a navigation bar where I put the navigation at the bottom. This goes to speeches and et cetera. And this is going, giving entire addresses, which is what I wanted to point out. So this is going to an entire address. So I copied and pasted the address. I made sure I had http://, and I went to the address. Okay. So if I go to my website, for example, and I go to the SmartBoard notes, and I do a view page source, you can see that I put in the address of where I can find these, okay?
I can find these by going to cisweb.bristolcc.edu/pbrosa, under folder name, another folder name, and finally the page. Okay.
I have target equals top there, which means I want it to be at the come in at the top of the page or as a whole page. And we'll get into target equals top a little more. It goes with the fact that I used frames, which is a no-no. Okay, so I will explain that in a little bit. But I just wanted to show you that my entire page has got those entire addresses on it. Okay. So, that does links. And what I want to do is I'm going to talk very briefly about tables. Just a brief introduction about tables, and then I'm going to give you the rest of the time to work on another exercise about linking. Okay? But rather than do that at the end when people will finish at different times, I'm going to stick tables in now, then tell you to work on the exercise, and when you're done with the exercise, we're done. Okay, so intro tables. This is a table. And you can see how the table gets set up. I'm setting up a table so that I have rows, I have columns, and each of these is called a cell. Okay. So, in this example, I set up two tables, basically the same table. I just did it twice. And I had a border that went into it, which is actually the default border. So I started out and I said table. And then I said TR, which stands for table row. And that gives me a row of data. So this top row is a row of data. And then within the row, I have two TDs, one for each cell. And the TD, as somebody told me in the last class, stands for table data. I never remember that. Okay, I want it to be table cell or table column. I want it to be TC so badly, but it's not, it's TD. So TD is the first row, first column. TD, the next TD is first row, second column. The TDs all close and the TR closes, and then I can put in another row. And the next row also has a first column and a second column. And then I close the TR and I close the table. Okay. Now, I made the comment there that the problem is this doesn't look much like a table because there aren't any borders around it. Okay. If I hadn't put the style in, I would not see borders around it. But I did put the style in, and so I have border 1 pixel solid and black. Okay. And I really didn't need to do the table twice there. But I put the table in, and I said, I want a solid border of 1 pixel solid and black around the whole table. Comma TD means both of them. So I want it around the table and each of the TDs. So if I take this, edit, select all, edit, copy, and I open Notepad, edit, paste, file, save as table15.html. And I save this. Okay, so now I'm going to open it. But let me fix it first. I'm going to, yes, notepad I want. I think I closed it. File, open, and I want table.html. Table15.html. Okay, I'm going to take this away, and I'm just going to say table border 1 pixel solid. And I'm going to save it, and then I'm going to load it over here. File, open file, and I am going to table15.html, and notice what I've got. I've got just the line around the table. So when I took out the comma TD, it just gave me the border around the table. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to add in here and say TD, and I'm going to say border is going to be 1 pixel again, but this time I'm going to make it dotted and red. So I've said I want my TD to be like that. So now I'm going to refresh. What did I forget? You're right. File, save, refresh, and now I've got a dotted red around them. Okay, so when I wanted the TD and the table to be the same, I wrote them as table comma TD, and they both got separate looks. Now I decided I wanted the table and the TD to have individual looks, so the whole table has 1 pixel solid black, and the other one has 1 pixel dotted in red. And let's say I really want to emphasize this, so I'll make it 3 pixels. File, save, and refresh. And now I've got a very, you know, a broader, a thicker border around the whole table, but still just a small one around the red. Okay? So I can set up my table the way I want to. And now I'm going to cheat for a moment and go back and look at your assignment. And I said, Roseman, Colin, Tam, and sign the table. So I need to look at a few more things. I wanted to double check what I had to look at. Okay. So if I come down and I look at the fourth one, okay, here I put no borders on, but I centered it. And when I centered the table, I said margin left is auto, margin right is auto, text align center. So I centered the table, and then I even centered the data within the cells. So I've set the first two, margin left, margin right, auto. You can also use margin and not do left and right, but most people do the left and right. Margin left, margin right. These two center the table. This one centers the text in the table, in the cells of the table. So I'm centering the text with that one. Text align is simply centering the text within the table. Margin left and margin right are centering the table. Okay. Now, the other thing that I wanted to look at, and then we're going to finish up tables next time, is and I'm trying to remember which one it is. Nope. We'll go back and schedule. I know does it. So I'll look at schedule. The one called schedule. Okay. And this one, as I said, we're going to talk about more next Monday. And so if you want to get the assignment done, I'm giving you the information. But in fact, it's not due until next Thursday. So if you have any questions, and we're going to go over tables more next Monday, so you'll have 3 more days to do the assignment. Okay, here is a table that I set up. And I said the table itself should have a border of 2 pixels and be dotted in green. So here's the table. It should have a margin left of auto and a margin right of auto. That means that it has been centered. Then I said the TH. Well, a TH is the top row that I want to make a header. Instead of using TR, which is row, I can say I wanted this to be a header, so I can call it a TH. So if you look down below, I can have a TH, and then, you know, I don't think I use the TH. Huh. Okay. Sorry about that. I never noticed that. I could have made... Oh, no, I did. There's the TH. It is a TH. I use it. But I had a TR above it. Why did I bother with that? Well, anyway. I have the TH, and in fact, it doesn't have to be within a TR. And we will play with that. The TH has a column span, and that's what I want to get at. This table is going to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lined columns. I want that header to go over all 6 columns. So I tell it column span equals 6. And that means it goes over all 6 columns. Then if you look down at my Monday has a row that says, what period is it? Then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Okay, and you can see it right there. Then the next line says, 9:30, office hours, CIS 150, not on campus. Okay, so what did I do with that not on campus to make it all go together like that? Well, what I did was I wrote row span of 4. So I came down here and I said, TD 9:30, there it is. TD office hour, there it is. TD CIS 150, there it is. The next one, I want to go down 1, 2, 3, 4 rows. Okay? One, this is 2 rows here. So it's 2, 3, and then 4 rows. So I say row span of 4. And row span means it covers 4 different rows. Then I said, okay, the next one is a TD of 150, and now I want another row span of 4 to say meetings. Then on the next line, notice that I put in the 11. I put in the CIS 122 and gave it a row span of 2. I put in the CIS 120 and gave it a row span of 2. This one I didn't put in anything for, because I'd already set a row span of 4, so it covered all of this. The next one I did a CIS 120, and then I did nothing over here. So in other words, the ones that had already gone all the way down, I didn't have to put anything on that row. And we will play with this more next week. It was kind of, that's an introduction, so you can play with it on the homework. If you're totally confused, save that till I've gone over it on Monday. Okay? Questions. I will take questions, however, even though I went fast. Questions. Okay, so don't worry about that part of the homework till next Monday if you're having problems with it. What I want you to do now is the in-class link exercise. Okay, so this is the in-class link exercise, and I want you to work on this, and when you're done with that, we're done. Okay, so if you view the page source, I want to establish a link to the top of the page. I want to establish a link to this spot where I said CIS 159, not off to a page, another page. I want to establish CIS 159 on this page, so I want to link to that spot right there. I want to link to in-class basic CSS, which is in the same directory. So I want to have a link to a page in the same directory. And I want to have a link to my home page, which is got to have an HTTP and all that good stuff. So I want you to try these links. I'm giving them to you to work on in class so that if you have any problems, we can work on them together and talk it through. But I would like you to try to take this page and establish those links. Okay? And again, if you don't do it here, you got to do it as homework. But if you get it done here, then it's not part of your homework. Go back and look at the link. How can you choke on water? But I did. Go back and look at my link examples and try to figure out how to do it. This one won't work unless you named that page that we just did in class basic CSS. If you save that page and you save this in the same directory, then it should work just fine because I had called that in class basic CSS. So if you didn't change the name, this will work just fine. And as long as you save this in the same directory as where you saved the other one, the other page. In other words, that was the address of this. That was the address of the CAS exercise that we just did. So as long as they're in the same directory, this should work just fine. Now I'll keep quiet and let you do it. Ask questions if you have questions. So, now you have two choices. You can then go in and come back to this one. You called it assignment color, so go back to show me this. You can change that to say assignment color.html. Okay? You changed the name, so now when you're doing this, you can change that to assignment color. What I wanted to link to was that page. Okay? So if you change the name of the page that we did earlier in class, then my second example, have it linked to, well, third example, yeah, my third thing, have it linked to whatever you named it. Okay?
So like the one that we just did?
Yeah. If you go back and look at the one we just did,
I called it in-class basic css.html, okay? So this would work beautifully if you put them in the same directory and you didn't change the name. If you change the name, and that's fine, then you gotta change the name here too, so that you'll link to it. If you didn't put it in the same directory, make a copy and put it in the same directory. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they're all working? Yep.
Yeah,
you
didn't even check that one last time, but it was not good.
Okay. No, you're supposed to send them both to me, and I will check them both. All right. Okay? So, again, I'm done for the day, so if you finished, you're out of here.
That was easy.
You want us to put them on WinSCP or just send them as attachments?
Don't care, but if you put them on WinSCP, then you gotta bring them up and send me the address. Because again, I do not wanna have to log in as you to find them. Okay, so you can send them as attachments, you can put them up on WinSCP, and then you need to send me the address so that I can just click on the address and they'll run.
What did you mean by putting it in the same folder?
The same folder? Or if you didn't put them in a folder, if you just put it at the root, where did you save the first one? The first exercise that we did, yeah. Where did you save that? On a T drive.
Yeah.
Okay. But you got to send it to me, so you got to get it somehow sent to me. Because you got to turn it in. So that's in the root of the T drive, so the other one should also be in the root of the T drive. Okay? So since you put it in the basic in the D drive, put the second one in the D drive and it will work fine. Okay, and then you have to send them both.
I don't think you got this. Because I think I messed up on the...
It is P. Doc Rosa. That's a hyphen. Yeah, I may not have gotten it. So send it. I've got it. I just may not have looked at it. P-Grosser is an email that I still have, but I don't use it that often because it started, the virus, not the virus, the spam started finding it. So then I changed it to P-Dot. And the spam.
Change the hyphen, the dot to hyphen.
That's right. But the spam hasn't found me yet at the dot. When it does, then I'll change the dot to something else. So the spam doesn't find me. But I get a lot of spam on the hyphen one. So if I go and look at it, but the problem is I won't remember to go look at it, so send it to me again.
Yeah.